Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, I've seen it so many times down through the years, win the bucket or lose it. When it came time for a football change at the top, the knot was cut loose. Saw it again come to a close, the Tom Allen era. After seven seasons, settled upon two $7.75 million packages, the buyout complete, paid for by donors. This will be Indiana U's third hire in the past 13 years, and for AD Scott Dolson, the most important, most challenging hire of any coach in any sport. Faced with what's out there, the portal, and Brendan Sorsby has already entered the portal. He did that on Sunday. These super conferences, NIL, you name it, the total landscape. Even Coach Tom thanked his players and was praying that Indiana U embraces the changes in college football in a statement, a very classy statement, that he made on social media only hours after Indiana let him go on Sunday. Bottom line, IU, Scott Dolson, the administration, Indiana has to get this football hire right. Let's wish him well. And the best to Coach Tom Allen, his family. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Now it's the Elite Eight for Dot Yeagley Soccer Hoosiers in Charlottesville, Virginia, Sunday on ESPN Plus against the seventh-seeded Cavaliers.
Ball back in, and it's 1-0 Indiana. Like that, from nothing comes something for the Hoosiers.
Nice set piece by Maloon Gambale, setting up a freshman Collins Oduro in the 11th minute. Coach Todd's 200th career win, 1-0 the final, Indiana's 8th in a row. It's 29th Elite Eight appearance and a rematch with number 2 seed Notre Dame in South Bend this weekend as we flip that calendar to December. How about Mackenzie Mbako, career best 18 last night at Cambridge in Indy as they beat Harvard. Khalil Ware, 12 of 13, 28 points and 8 rebounds.
It doesn't just help me, but I feel like it helps the whole team. It helps open up the floor more.
Khalil Ware and shot 59%, the team did in the second half. Indiana wins it. The final was 89-76 over Harvard. They're 5-1 now as they get ready for the start of the Big Ten. Only 8,400 there, but the Colts played, don't forget, at Lucas Oil. They did beat Tampa Bay 27-20 on Sunday.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.